You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Co-host of the Joe and Ebo Show, our buddy Ebo on 96.7 FM, 1670 AM, The Zone out in Madison, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Ebo, how you been, buddy?
Bill, I'm doing good, man. Always an honor to be on. You better knock on wood after you say about that good weather, though. This summer sucks so far. I need some, like, a stretch of 70, 80, beautiful and sunny.
I think we're supposed to be in pretty much high 70s, mid-80s all week, and maybe just a little rain, but that's about the extent of it. So, and then it gets hotter even next week, so I'm looking forward to it. I can't complain at all.
Snow.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. You know what? We were out on the boat on during watching the fireworks, and one of the people we were with leans over and puts a picture up. He works for the one of the DPWs, and he shows a snow plow going through one of these giant big snow drifts, and he says, "Don't forget, 4 months till this." I wanted to throw him off the boat at that point, to be honest with you. Hey,
that story down in Mexico, they had all this ice that got dumped, and it was like 10 feet high of ice of cars driving around. It was wild.
No, I didn't see that. In Mexico?
Yeah, go Google it, man. You'll make you thirsty for tequila, though.
Okay, well, there's nothing wrong with that. I had plenty of that over the weekend, too. Hey, give me your thoughts on, do you think the Brewers are holding out Christian Yelich? You think he's genuinely injured?
Oh, man, I struggle with this one, too, because this is the one I, like, legitimately wanted to watch the home run derby to see Yelly, and I love when people complain about him screwing up his swing because, like, I'll bring up, like, Ken Griffey Jr., who won it three times. He's a pure swinger, pure hitter. Like, never screwed up his swing. I wanted to see Yelly so bad, but I think they're holding him out. I like my conspiracy theories once in a while. I think they're holding him out, man. I think they want to really make that push in the second half of the season because right now a lot of Brewers fans are kind of like, ooh, I called them the Ewers this morning. I felt kind of bad about it.
Yeah. No, I'm kind of mulling it over into that direction. I mean, he sat out of the final game, obviously, because of the back. So maybe that there's legit there. I get it. But I was looking forward to seeing Christian. I got to admit, I was looking forward to seeing him, but I've seen it kind of just screw with so many people. And so many people have come out and said, you know, it's not me saying it. It's other people said it screws you up. So I'd rather, like I said all along, I'd rather you make headlines in October than in July. So
I'll give you a good one to look at tonight because we carry here at in Madison, we have the Madison Mallards.
Yeah.
In the Zone here, our station carries the Madison Mallards game. So we've had a guy named Pete Alonzo who was on the Mallards, and he was the MVP of the Northwoods League. And he's that, you know, that.
He was talking about that on the MLB Network. Did you see that?
Yeah, dude. So the GM for the Mallards picked him up from the airport and then kind of like, we got to meet him really quick when he picked him up. I call it the Joe and Ebo Show effect. So if he wins the home run derby, I'm calling it because of the Joe and Ebo Show because we got to meet him right after the airport.
There's nothing wrong with that. Take credit for anything you can possibly take credit for. I completely get it. Hey, you tell me, what does this Brewers team need to put themselves over the top to get deep into the postseason?
Gosh, I just everyone to get on the same page, right? I mean, some days it'll be the starting pitching looks good. And other times the starting pitching looks horrendous. And then the bullpen will look good. And then that kind of falls apart. And then you look at the lineup of all these bats. It's like roster porn, Bill. You look at it, all these names, you're like, oh, my God, I can't stand up. I'm pitching a tent right now. If they can all just get it together, I think, you know, they'll have that push. But we didn't see the Brewers kind of Craig Counsell kind of tweak and turn. What was that after the All-Star break? Around August, I'd say, when all this kind of this opener and then the bullpen, all this use. So I'm not freaking out right now. But if they don't get this pitching right, then I'm going to start to freak out a little bit, I think. What's the vibe like for you guys?
Well, I'm thinking they need a starter and a reliever, but I think that's the top of the wish list. I think it's probably more likely they're going to get a reliever, maybe two, to kind of sustain the bullpen because they go to it so much.
Did you have a problem when the Cubs scooped up Kimbrel?
You know what? I had a problem with it because I wanted to see the Brewers get him, but Kimbrel blew a save the other day and they ended up losing the ball.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up because when he blew that save, I was smiling ear to ear and to celebrate 30 years of Seinfeld the other day. Like Jerry Seinfeld eating that popcorn. I was like, that's a shame.
Yeah.
It is a shame.
Yep. You see Seinfeld's pitch, by the way, for the Mets?
Oh, dude.
He laid a strike right. That was almost a breaking ball, I think.
Do you think the Brewers should be calling him up?
I would call anybody at this point. Anybody with an arm that's pretty solid, you could probably call. Hey, I did want to ask you specifically, because I know you guys go with the betting lines and such. So the betting lines have not shifted. The Bucks are still the favorite in the East, and once Kawhi went over and solidified himself for the Clippers, the heavy money is now on the Bucks to get to the NBA Finals or bust. Are you in on that? Joe and I are.
No, dude, I'm totally in on that. NBA Finals are bust for me. I think the experience they had in the Eastern Conference Finals against, you know, Kawhi and the Toronto Raptors was huge. Because who was the only guy on that roster that had experience in the finals, or the Eastern Conference Finals, or in the finals in general? Pau Gasol? Mm-hmm. He was in the suit. He wasn't even playing. So the fact that they get there and gain that experience.
Well, George Hill played for a championship team down in San Antonio, but.
Oh, yeah, you're right on that one.
Yeah. But for beyond me, that, you didn't have a ton of that depth postseason-wise experience, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. And for me, there's two things that Giannis needs to work on. This one is outside shot, and two, I think, getting a table at a taco restaurant in Milwaukee. That's like the only things I don't think he can do. So if Giannis can get that three-point shot down, I'm super excited because I think it's the Bucks to lose, and I think it rides on Giannis and elevating his game even more. And Giannis hasn't even scratched the surface yet. That's a scary thing. We haven't even seen him at his best. So once you get that mid-range outside shot, I think it's going to be lights out for Milwaukee Bucks.
Well, that's the thing. If Giannis gets a – even if he doesn't hit threes consistently, if he's from the outside and not having to pack the middle for him to build the wall, so to speak, I think it just bodes well for everybody around him. So I agree with you. Look, I think if you're going to say who to rely on, we all know you're going to rely on Giannis, but do you rely more on Giannis? Because the question then becomes, let's just say for a terrible situation that the knees or the ankles just giving problems next year, and he has to sit out for say a 10-game stretch. How many of those games you winning?
Yeah, I don't know if you're winning too many of them. They did win a couple without Giannis last year. I know it was one against the Raptors, but I don't think Kawhi was playing. But in my opinion, obviously, I think everyone saw this when they built a wall around Giannis, and Chris Middleton couldn't hit a shot, or you know, insert player, no one could hit a shot to save their lives. And then I was listening to you guys earlier about that supporting cast around Giannis, that ESPN article you were talking mm-hmm. about. Did the guy watch the Raptors? Like, if you look around the Raptors, what do you say, Kyle Lowry, Van Fleet? Who are those guys?
Marcus Gasol, right.
Yeah, if someone just could have stepped up and hit a shot, i.e. like Van Fleet did for the Raptors, we're talking about a whole different series. Mm-hmm. The Bucks could have been up, what, three games of that overtime one? If Chris Middleton just could have got one shot to roll in, we're talking about a whole new series, and maybe the Bucks in the finals. So they were so close, and I think that experience of getting there is going to be huge for them coming up this year.
Well, and by the way, we're talking with Joe from the Joe and Evo show, or talking with Evo from the Evo Joe and Evo show. I don't want to give you credit for being him because there's probably a warrant out for his arrest. But we're talking with Evo from the Joe and Evo show out at the Zone in Madison. So you're right, but on the other hand, you can also say in the biggest moment with open looks, Middleton didn't hit the shots. And that's probably one of the concerning things coming back into this season when you paid that guy to be the guy that's going to hit those shots.
True. The one thing I kept hearing, which bugged me and made me roll my eyes, but I guess there is some point to it. You know, he was guarding Kawhi Leonard. He was all tired from guarding Kawhi Leonard. Part of me was like, okay, I understand that. But the majority of me is like, that's such a lame excuse. But that's what
it is.
Chris Middleton. It's such a lame excuse, like he was guarding Kawhi. Well, he's an all-star. He's now paid buku cash. It's time for him to make that next step. But I really want Eric Bledsoe to take that next step. I think Bledsoe is going to be huge, especially if Brogdon gone. So if Bledsoe can just show up in the postseason like he does in, you know, the regular season, we're going to be talking about a Bucks team that's hoisting that finals trophy.
I'm crossing my fingers that it happens. Hey, real quick before I let you go, I don't want to get into the wins and the Packer predictions, but I got to be honest. We had a little bit of a gathering at the house, and everybody keeps saying, you know, 9 wins plus or minus one with Aaron Rodgers. Are you there? Or are you still looking at maybe an 8-8 .500 team in the rookie head coach's first season?
Oh God, you're gonna do this to me, Bill. I like Matt LaFleur. I want to believe in Matt LaFleur. I want to believe that Rodgers isn't this prima donna diva that's got an ego that can't even fit in Lambo, but. Part of me kind of feels like that's happening, but I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. As long as you have a healthy Aaron Rodgers, anything is possible. I would go low 9-7. I'll take a 10-6. I'll take a 10-6.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll say 9-7.
No, I get it. I'll take the 10-6. If they get lucky on a couple, they could get 11. If they play subpar and the defense doesn't support, then you're talking about a team that's probably a 7-win team. So I think there's probably a 3-game swing in there if you're lucky, and hopefully it's for the positive. Always good to talk to you, my friend. Hopefully all is well, and married life is treating you fine.
Yes, sir. Doing good. I appreciate it, Bill. Your family looks beautiful, and get out on that lake again, my friend.
I certainly will, and you'll see a whole lot of pictures of ugliness coming up next week, too.
I'll be waiting.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Our buddy Ebo from the Joe and Ebo Show out there in Madison on the Zone, 96.7 FM, 1670 AM, and a good affiliate. Really, really good affiliate out there. Certainly appreciate everybody that listens to us in the Madison area and appreciate everybody that listens to their program in the morning as well. Join us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years. They've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.